Proclamation number 8428 of 3rd of March, 1963. God himself inclines to his creatures. Why do humans not want to believe that you can come into contact with me so closely that you hear my word? Why is the most natural thing in the world, that the father speaks to his child, so unbelievable to you? Why do you doubt that the highest and most perfect being will descend to you in order to offer you delicious gifts, when this is also only proof of my perfection, that my love for you is unlimited and constantly wants to bestow gifts upon you? Why do you deny me this love and power of wanting and being able to express myself to people? After all, you all came forth from me, and every work of creation around you also bears witness to me, and everything has its meaning and purpose. But the knowledge of this is hidden from you, and you don't believe that I want to give it to you. And therefore it is difficult for you to believe, because you don't have the right idea about me, because you don't know me in my nature, and because you yourselves have been led into wrong thinking by my opposing power, which primarily aims to give you a wrong, totally distorted image of me in order to prevent you from loving me as a father wants to be loved by his children. But you should first establish the right relationship with me, the relationship of a child with its father, and then everything will be easily understandable to you, and my direct address will no longer seem doubtful to you, but only be a confirmation of my fatherly love, which wants to make you happy, which wants to give you life which lasts forever. And although you still lack profound knowledge, you nevertheless know that you were created by a power, since you were unable to create yourselves as a self-aware, thinking being with free will. Hence you must have emerged from a mighty and exceedingly wise power, for every work of creation around you and also you yourselves are evidence of a wise creative power which therefore cannot be denied. This power has given rise to creatures as which you must recognize yourselves. And the human being is, as it were, the crown of creation, for no other work of creation possesses intellect and free will. And it is to be concluded from this that the Creator himself in all perfection must have these qualities, that he is a thinking, free-willing being in highest perfection. For the created work cannot be more than its Creator is. And thus it must also be easy for the human being, as a begotten being, to surrender to his producer, thus to look upon and acknowledge the latter as father, to whom the child voluntarily takes the path because it feels it belongs to him. For you are beings capable of thinking, and you should establish this completely natural bond with your Creator and Father of eternity. And if you do so, you will lift the barriers yourselves which seemingly separate you from the highest and most perfect being. Then you will no longer look for your God and Creator in the distance, as the completely ignorant human being does, but you will allow my presence within you through your thoughts which are directed towards me, as real children do, and then it will no longer seem strange to you that your God and Father addresses you. Then you will only ever want me to be constantly present to you, that I constantly make you happy with my address, that you receive from me what you lack in earthly life, light and strength, i.e., realization of yourselves and your destiny, and also the ability to achieve what I have set as your goal. As soon as you recognize me as Father, you will also give me your love, which you once denied me, and the love in you will flare up into a bright glow and attract me mightily, so that you will completely join me again and have now also reached your original nature again, in which you are immeasurably happy. This alone is the purpose of my address, for as long as you cannot hear your Father, you are still very distant from me, and you must reduce this distance yourselves and finally remove it. You must want the Father to draw close to you, and truly, I will not close my ear and heart if you intimately ask me myself for my presence. But don't think that I consider you too small to speak to you. I am and remain your father, whose love for his children is unlimited and who will not rest until they have returned to him, even though they once separated from him voluntarily. My love, however, has not diminished and will not diminish eternally either, but will pursue everything that once came forth from me until its final return to me. And as soon as it is possible for me to address you, you are also on the path of return home. You are on the path into your father's house from which you once came forth in light and strength and also have to stand in light and strength again in order to unite with me forever. Amen.